That's music by Manuel de Falla, the dance of the miller's wife from El Sombrero de Tres Picos, the three-cornered hat.
Yes.
There's a ballet of his performed by the duo Melis, who are Spanish guitarist Susana Prieto and Greek guitarist Alexis Mouzrakis. They are going to be the featured guest artists during the 2014 Mid-America Guitar Ensemble Festival, which is being hosted this year by Millikan University, and running, I guess, tomorrow through Sunday. And their performance, the duo's performance, will be on Saturday evening. They're also doing a masterclass on Saturday morning. And I'm pleased to welcome Susana Prieto to Live and Local today. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, it's my pleasure to be here. Thank you very much.
What does the name mean, Duo Melis?
Well, Duo Melis is named after a famous guitarist who lived in Athens on the 5th century before Christ. So,
5th century course, before Christ?
Yeah. So, no, 5th century after.
I was going to say, I didn't know they had guitars
that
long ago.
But however, it wasn't a guitar like it's known nowadays. So it was called Kithara in Greek, which is the same name as the actual guitar in Greek nowadays. And it was the ancient origin of the nowadays guitar. No, so he used to compose and play this Kithara. And we like the idea that there existed already at that time some guitarist living out of his music, no? So it was a nice thing we found when we were searching for the duo, and then for the duo's name. And then we also like the idea that it's part of the word melisma, which means ornament, no?
Mm.
So it's a bit of a combination of both things.
And melismas happen a great deal in music of all kinds, including perhaps especially in guitar music.
Yes.
Melisma being a lot of notes. Well, if we're talking about vocal music, it's usually a lot of notes on one syllable.
Yes, it's like a kind of an ornament, a trill in instrumental music or in vocal music, as you say. So it's kind of a group of notes that go together and kind of make nice around one note, no?
Yeah.
So, yes.
So the duo debuted in 1999 in Greece. What is your history? Tell me a little bit about your history separately and together.
Yes. Actually, when we met, Alexis was playing solo, and also duo with one friend from Greece. And it was after 3 years, so we first became a couple, and after 3 years as a couple that we decide to try to play together to see if we like the experience, because we had separate careers and it was hard to meet sometimes. So we tried in that thinking to be a bit more time together, and we like it a lot, the experience. And since then, it took more and more importance, and we became after the guitar duo Melis. So it became the center of our careers, yeah.
And we should say that the sound you just heard is probably
yes.
the other center of your lives.
Yes, this is a trio, Melis.
What is yes. his or her name?
This is our daughter, Sophia. She's just 1 year old. So she came with us in our U.S. and Canada tour this year. So she's touring with us, and eventually without guitar this time. Let's see next time if maybe she would be bringing as well guitar. As
maybe
well.
So, and then it really will be a trio.
Yeah.
Do they make guitars for babies?
I don't think wooden guitar. She already has a small guitar as a toy.
Oh, well.
Yes.
So not quite prepared to join you on stage.
Yes. She has, it was funny because after one concert, she really wanted to see the stage. So we brought her when the public was already gone, but she really wanted to see where we were going, because she saw us going somewhere and she was curious to know where we were going. And so she was already on the stage and like it.
I imagine when you said that, you know, you'd been a couple for a while and
yes.
Then you wanted to try to see how you'd work as a duo, I imagine
yes.
that there's many instrumentalist couples of all kinds that may have tried that and it didn't work out.
Yes, I mean, you have to like it. It's because it's very different to the solo performance, and we both like it. So as you say, there are many examples of people who tried and they didn't like the experience. As well, you need to have a very good relation with the other person, because it needs to have you need to practice a lot together. And it's a group work, so you have to work the music, you have to take decisions together, so it's you need to really have a certain respect for the other musician. And our experience is that most of the times it works when they are very close friends, either, or they are brothers or they are couples, because it exists this very strong personal relation that keeps this very hard working together alive and doesn't create a problem in between both players. This is one thing. And the other thing is that you have to really like this kind of working. Some people, they prefer to play solo and just take their own decisions and not to have to work together with anybody concerning the music, and also to be alone on the stage. So for us, it was the other way around. We really like this working together, the music, working the transcriptions together. Also, we like it a lot, being able to travel together and have the experience of being on the stage together. So of course, it's different than the solo, and it's something that you have to like.
So have your solo careers essentially stopped, or you sometimes
yes, at the beginning it was going parallel, but then we just concentrated more and more in the duo until it took our careers of soloists. So we are for the last years just concentrated in the career as a duo, because it was what we liked the most. So yeah.
Let's hear a little bit from your first CD, mm-hmm. Which came out in 2005. It's simply called Recital,
mm-hmm.
And has a nicely varied program, including a couple of sonatas, or maybe more than a couple, by Domenico Scarlatti. I assume it's Domenico.
Yes, it's Domenico, yes.
As opposed to Alessandro, which were originally keyboard pieces.
Yes, and this is right. They are from his books for harpsichord. So So we made a selection actually of three. We made many transcriptions, but we selected three for this recording from different of his books. No?
And this is one that has the catalog listing of K204. Mm-hmm. What key is this one in? It's a minor key.
Yeah, I don't have it. I don't.
It's the first one on the CD.
Yes. I think it switches, and then the second is minor. But the first one, it has some changes inside the piece. So.
Okay. Well, let's give a listen. It's the duo Melis, who are Susana Prieto and Alexis Muzorakis. They're going to be performing at Millikan University as part of the Mid-America Guitar Ensemble Festival that's happening tomorrow through Sunday, and their concert is on Saturday evening. More details to come and more conversation here on Live and Local.
Thank you.
Music by Domenico Scarlatti, a sonata originally for keyboard, played by two guitarists, the duo Melis, who will be playing in Decatur Saturday night. I'm talking with half of the duo, Susana Prieto. They are a married couple. How does one take a keyboard sonata and divide it up for two guitars?
Yes, well, it needs to make several arrangements. So, and not all the repertoire for keyboard is suitable in two guitars. But actually, you never know until you try. So, of course, we have some experience. So, by looking at the music, we can see if it's possible to be played in two guitars. We have a problem of the register. Even with two guitars, our register is much smaller than the piano register. So we need to adapt really to the instruments. So it's not just one guitar playing the left hand and the other playing the right hand. So it needs to make some to adapt the harmony and to make some arrangements so it fits in both guitars. But let's say the repertoire for harpsichord or the baroque repertoire for harpsichord is very suitable in two guitars and sometimes even in one guitar. So there are some sonatas, for example, by Scarlatti that are very very commonly played by one guitar. So we've transcribed many baroque repertoire originally for harpsichord and eventually also some pieces from the Spanish repertoire by Isaac Albéniz, for example, that we have in this recording. Or in our second recording, there are other pieces from the 20th century that we've transcribed. Those were a bit more complicated to adapt, so need much more changes in the music to make it possible into guitars.
So it's not as simple as one guitarist plays what the left hand of the piano plays and the other one plays what the right hand of the piano plays.
No, unfortunately, no. It's not like that. It needs most of the times to make some arrangements, like depending also on the piece, of course. But yes, there are always arrangements to do.
And I imagine that in some cases, other guitarists have done this.
Mm-hmm.
Are you generally comfortable, let's say, if there's, let's say the Assad brothers have made an arrangement of one of the Scarlatti sonatas, are you comfortable using theirs, or does that depend?
Yeah, we prefer always to play our own arrangements, because in that way we are controlling what we are doing with the music from the beginning, and we are adapting the music to the way we play and to our to our technical qualities and also to our musical ideas. But of course there are many transcriptions by other great duos, and actually the transcriptions by Assad from Scarlatti and from also Jean-Philippe Rameau and other baroque pieces really were great inspirations for us when we began playing duo. So of course it was a big help to have those great musicians doing that, and we could see how they were doing, and that was the way we were learning at the beginning how to work with the music, to adapt the music to the two guitars. But even if there are some other transcriptions from the pieces we play, we always like to do the transcriptions ourselves.
Let's listen to a piece that is actually on a new CD that we sampled earlier. And so is this CD even out yet?
Yes, it is out.
It is out. Okay, this one is simply, it's a self-titled CD, Duo Melis.
Yes.
And I know the reason I asked that is I noticed it's out of stock on CD Baby.
Yeah.
Although you can download it.
I have to talk to our producer, because, I just saw this in the site. Yes, it seemed to have good sales.
Yeah, well, that's the good news. This is a newer piece by an Ukrainian composer, Nikolai Kapustin, called a Toccatina. So this was originally written for two guitars?
This was originally written for piano.
Oh, it was?
Yes. He's a pianist himself. He has a style influenced a bit by the jazz music, but also with classical forms, and very interesting musician. So composer and pianist himself, and he has many pieces for piano, and this was one small piece we choose from his repertoire, very interesting piece. But that was an example of a very hard piece to transcribe. No, this took us really a lot of effort to transcribe it into guitars. And after finishing, we just realized it lasts only 2 minutes and a half. So it was a bit depressing.
Well,
of course, we knew it before that it was that short, but it took us really a long time. So it took us longer than other pieces.
Well, let's give a listen. Let's hear the fruits of your labor. It's a Toccatina by Nicolae Capustin, played by Duo Melis, who will be playing a recital in Decatur on Saturday night. It's live and local here on FM 90.9. Music by Nicolae Capustin, a Ukrainian composer, contemporary, a toccatina originally for piano, played by two guitarists here, the Duo Melis, Susanna Prieto and Alexis Mouzourakis. And you're listening to Live and Local here on FM 90.9, where programs are made possible with the support of the Friends of WILL and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. Duo Melis will play at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center on Millikan University's campus in Decatur Saturday night at 7:30. They're also giving a masterclass Saturday morning from 10 until noon. This is part of the 22nd Annual Guitar Ensemble Festival, Mid-America Guitar Ensemble Festival that Millikan is hosting. That actually starts tomorrow. You can go to their Facebook page and get full details on the schedule, because there are other public concerts happening. Susanna Prieto is with me on the line here. Tell me a little bit about this latest CD. How it came together? Did you have a unifying concept behind it?
Yes, we did. Actually, they are all composers from the 20th century, but with not a very modern aesthetic. So most of them are kind of post-romantic, and like, for example, Alberto Ginastera, whose music is has a more modern color. This piece is one of his youngest, like he was, I think, 21 when he composed this piece. And from this period that he was a bit more influenced from the Argentinian folklore. So it's a very special piece we really liked, but it's like it's not doesn't have a very very modern language, no.
So those are the Argentinian dances.
Yes, the Argentinian dances. Yes, yes. So because after that he became he had another way of composing, but then he was very. Very influenced by this traditional music from Argentina, from the mountains, actually, not the tango that we may know through Piazzolla. It was more from the mountains, from the inside of Argentina. So it has these three Argentinian dances influenced by different traditional dances and melodies.
And the CD opens with three pieces by Manuel de Falla. We played one of those at the outset. Yeah. And Enrique Granados, his valses poéticos, poetic waltzes, and then the piece we just heard. And all those are originally for either piano or some other instrument in the case of de Falla.
Or orchestra.
Or
yeah.
Orchestra, yeah.
Yes.
And then there's these pieces by Manuel Castelnuovo Tedesco, which are actually written for guitars.
Yes, this is the only one from this CD that is originally written for two guitars. And it was dedicated to the great duo Presti Lagoya, who lived in the time of Andrés Segovia. And it's a very beautiful piece. It's a piece that is all the time playing with the canon in between both guitars, so melodies are going from one guitar to the other, and a very nice of writing for the two instruments. You know, it's a beautiful piece that has three movements, and that we wanted really to have in this CD. It has a bit of post-romantic sound. I think it's one of the best pieces that we have in the guitar duo repertoire.
Let's give a listen to the second movement of this Sonatina Canonica, it's called, hence the canon that you referred to, sort of round type, passing back and forth of the melodies.
Yes.
This is called Tempo di Siciliana,
yes.
And played by Duo Melis here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Thank you.
That's the second movement of the Sonatina Canonica by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, played here by Duo Melis from their self-titled CD. And that is available on CD Baby and other places. And they're going to be playing in Decatur on Saturday night, talking with Susana Prieto, half of the duo right now. What's going to be on Saturday's recital?
Yes, on Saturday's recital, we are going to play the Manuel de Falla pieces that we have in DCD. And we are going to play then a classical piece by a French composer, Antoine de Loyer. It's not in DCDs, but it's a very interesting piece composed originally for two guitars. And then we are going to close the first part with a piece by Astor Piazzolla, Autumn in Buenos Aires, Otoño Porteño. So we were talking about Astor Piazzolla just before when I referred to Ginastera, a piece that is very influenced by the tango music from Buenos Aires, as the music of Piazzolla. And again, a transcription, since it was a piece composed for his quintet. You know, he used to play himself the mandoneon and had a quintet. And we're going to close with this Otoño in Buenos Aires by Piazzolla. In the second part, we will play three pieces by a French composer. Balbacer is his name. It's from, again, transcriptions from harpsichord. A very, very special color for these pieces. It has this French ornamentation and sound, which is particularly from this Baroque music of France. We've made a selection of three pieces from his book. And we will continue with a piece by Isaac Albéniz, which is in our first CD. It's called Mallorca. It's a slow piece, it's a barcarola. Again, a transcription from a piano piece by Isaac Albéniz. And we will end the concert with a piece originally written for two guitars by Dusan Bogdanovic. It's in our first CD. He's a guitarist and composer himself. He used to live, actually, and teach here in the States. And it's a very interesting piece, a very modern language, and also with colors, rhythms, and sounds from the Balkan folklore. He's originally from Yugoslavia, old Yugoslavia, the composer. So it has this influence, folklore influence, from his traditional music inside. So we are closing the concert with this piece.
It sounds like a wonderfully varied program.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
And I've certainly enjoyed talking with you and hearing your music, and I'm sure our listeners have enjoyed experiencing this as well. Let me say again that Millikan University's School of Music and the University Guitar Program are hosting the 2014 Mid-America Guitar Ensemble Festival tomorrow through Sunday, and Duo Melis will be performing as part of that. They're giving a masterclass on Saturday morning from 10 a.m. to noon, and performing in concert Saturday evening at 7:30 at the Kirkland Fine Arts Center on the Millikan campus in Decatur. There are two other concerts tomorrow night at 7:30 in Kuiper Hall in the Perkinson Music Center. It's a concert featuring high school and college guitar ensembles. And then the festival will conclude on Sunday with a closing concert at 1:30 in the afternoon. And I'm not certain of the location of that one. It may be in the same place as well. For more information, you can go to their Facebook page, Mid-America Guitar Ensemble Festival. And many thanks to Susana Prieto of Duo Melis.
Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure to talk to you. And best of luck in your travels. And hope maybe someday we'll hear you and Alexis and baby Sophia with her new guitar.
Sure. Thank you very much. It was a pleasure talking to you, and thank you very much for everything. We will meet in the future.
I'm sure.
The three of us. Thank you very much.
Since you mentioned music by Astor Piazzolla, this comes from your earlier CD, and this is from his Tango Suite. It's the Allegro movement, and it's a great deal of fun. Here on Live and Local on FM 90.9.
Thank you.